kids powered up for summer fun and academic success. Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Education and aired in cooperation with this station.
And this station is KVOE, and don't forget free summer meals for kids ages 1 through 18, available Monday through Friday at Riverside Elementary and Village Elementary Schools. Drive-through pickup, 11:30 until 1. And again, don't forget children must be present to receive the meals. It is breakfast and lunch. If you have any questions, you can contact the Emporia Schools Food Service Department at 341-2382. But free summer meals, 11:30 to 1. Monday through Friday at Riverside and Village Elementary Schools. It is 8:25, and it is time for the ESU Buzz, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, and by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build. Because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Like what you buy. Love how you spend it. Credit cards available at Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Get lower rates than big banks. Enjoy local service. You talk to the staff you know and trust right here in Emporia. Choose from multiple car types to fit your needs. Apply online at esfcu.com or text or call today to get started. 620-342-2336. Federally insured by the NCUA.
KVOE News Time 8:27. It is ESU Buzz Time here today, and our focus is Emporia State Theater with Director of Theater Aubrey Wilton and Assistant Professor of Theater Dennis Turney. Aubrey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Glad to have you in. So far, so good. Dennis, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Chuck. Thank you so much.
Oh, glad to have you guys in today. 70th anniversary of summer theater, and as Gwen Larson, Media Relations Director, put, and other things are our focus here today. So, Aubrey, you just officially took over, the way it sounds, just about 48 hours ago or something like that here
that
for
is
theater.
Correct, yes.
How has the transition been from being an adjunct professor to leading the department?
It's been great. I'm learning a lot about the inner workings of the administration side of the department. I feel like as an adjunct and also as an alumni, I have a good handle on the artistic side, and I understand how the production calendar works and those things. But this week's been a lot of learning, which I'm really excited about.
Understand. Dennis, you were the interim director, sliding over to an assistant professor of theater role. How has that transition gone, and how pleased are you with Aubrey being on board here as the director?
It's been a wonderful transition because I took over the position. We lost our last director of theater sort of at the end, so right. We kind of needed someone to step in. I was very nervous about doing, a little bit reluctant, but I kind of was maybe the more obvious choice just because of the limited people that we had. So for me, it was a learning experience, and I hope to be able to help Aubrey a little bit with all of those things. But I learned a lot. I grew a lot. I'm happy to be back in my lane, and it's just been such a joyous experience for me. I didn't get to direct this year to do this play. How am I feeling about Aubrey? I think Aubrey's amazing, and her impact was immediate coming on as an adjunct this year. So many students immediately just drifted to her, spoke highly of her, and her connections to the university, being an alum, her talent as an artist, her intelligence and thoughtfulness. You need a leader who students will be drawn to and be inspired by. And I think that's the word that I've heard the most about Aubrey from students. So I'm excited for her to be leading the program and happy to just be on the team in my little place.
Well, it's not such a little place, Dennis, because you're taking the directorship of the department into directorship of summer theater that is now underway. So how have things been going there on that front?
Absolutely wonderful. Shakespeare is the reason that I do theater. I've been doing Shakespeare for 35 years. This is, it's either my 25th or 26th production that I've been involved with as an actor or a director. So it's the thing that gives me the most joy. I'm working with some of our students who I've worked with, like in Shakespeare class, in the program. So it's neat to take that sort of teaching about, okay, this is the Shakespearean way, and then putting it on stage with them. And then also we have some other wonderful people from other colleges. We also have a staff member, our technical director, Chris Locamp, is in it. And the provost of the university, Brent Thomas, is also in the show.
What?
I'm having an amazing
Brent
time.
Is?
Yes.
Brent
is,
he's in, yeah.
Yes. And the play also has a featured character is a dog named Crab, and Chris has a dog, and he was definitely partly cast. Chris is actually a really – he's an amazing technical director, but he's actually a really, really good actor, and his relationship with his dog, Rocky, is amazing, and Rocky was a perfect fit for the part of Crab.
Awesome.
Wow.
I want to ask both of you about Shakespeare and really what it is about Shakespeare that kind of connects you to that style of acting and really the well-known name of Shakespeare. But Dennis, you mentioned here Shakespeare's why you got into theater, why you direct. What is it about Shakespeare that you really like?
First and foremost, it's language. I was a very shy kid and uncomfortable in social situations. And even here, I'm a little bit uncomfortable. Still, there's a little bit of that. I've gotten better at it over the years. But the first Shakespeare play I did was Macbeth, and I was in high school. And I got the script, and there were only like four of us. And I think we did Macbeth with four people. I swear. We did it like as a one act at a competition. And I was cast as Banquo, and I just sheepishly came up and started to read. And my theater teacher said, "No, I want to tell you something about Shakespeare. He's your opportunity to be bold and explore your voice." And he kind of demonstrated to me what Banquo would do when he saw these witches. And the line was, like, "What are these?" And I was like, "What are these?"
A little bit of a difference. Yeah.
And when you his language is, it's everything that we could express if maybe we took a lifetime to figure out how we felt about a moment in our lives. We don't do it in the moment. We feel it, though. And to hear it expressed that way, knowing that feeling that I had, it's just the greatest. It's the greatest theater in the world. So it's primarily his language. But he's an amazing dramatist. His plays are extremely exciting.
How about you, Aubrey? What is it about Shakespeare that really sticks out with you?
Well, my first true introduction to Shakespeare as an actor was my first play at ESU. We did A Midsummer Night's Dream, directed by Jim Bartriff. And I remember being overwhelmed by the language immediately and really having to study it to understand what was happening. And then later in my college career, I took Jim Bartriff's Shakespeare class where we read, oh gosh, maybe 20 of his plays over the course of the semester. It was a very intensive class. And I loved learning from him so much that I considered getting a graduate degree in Shakespearean study because I was so inspired by Jim's love for it. So that's really where my love for it stems from.
And we were all inspired by Jim around here, weren't we?
Yes. Yeah. And you being a protege, it sounds like, of, you know, Jim Bartriff, Jim Ryan, you know, a lot of people who have led the department over the last 15 to 20 years. Before we jump into Two Gentlemen of Verona, which is the summer theater play, how do you plan to maybe riff off of how they built the program and kind of take it in a new direction?
Well, I think that the thing that Jim Bartriff did really well was instill a sense of work ethic in his students. And that is what has really served me as a theater artist, whether it's been working in New York or Oregon or even in my graduate study, was that the people that make it in this industry are the people that work really hard. And I learned that from Jim, as well as you have to work really hard, but you also have to have the passion for theater. And I learned that from all of my professors when I was here. So I hope to instill that work ethic and a sense of tradition in the program, as well as bring it into the 21st century. We're really looking at upgrading some technology. I'm really passionate about getting a computer lab started for our design students so that they can use the best technology to do design, as well as upgrade our black box space in order to make it more functional. for today's world, so that when our students graduate, it's an easier transition from the technology that we have here to the technology we're seeing across the world professionally.
Aubrey Wilson, ESU Director of Theater, and Dennis Turney, ESU Assistant Professor of Theater, as we now get into the 70th anniversary of summer theater. What a rich history. You know, we have at Emporia State with summer theater, and Dennis, it's Two Gentlemen of Verona you will be directing, and what do we have, some 70th anniversary stuff we're going to be seeing as we get to the theater here on the campus?
Yes, I was so busy with my duties as interim director of theater that I think it was very late that I realized that, wow, this was the 70th season of summer theater, and I wanted to do something special. I wasn't sure, but then I came up with let's just have a photo display of throughout the year. So for about a week and a half, I went through all of the archives. It is amazing how much stuff we have. And so we're going to have probably 20 to 25 photos that you can view from 1955
Oh, wow.
All the way up to the present. I found a scrapbook from the 1955 season. It has articles from the paper. It's got playbills, posters, all those kinds of things. So that'll be available for people to peruse. So I'm very excited about that. They had done summer theater, so they had done shows in the summer before 1955, I discovered.
Oh.
But 1955 must have been the official start of what they called summer theater, because that number has been on the programs. So I know we are at at 70, and we did keep it going through COVID because we had some streaming little musical pieces that we did just to keep that tradition alive. So I think it's exciting, and maybe we'll be able to introduce it to some folks who haven't been able to experience it.
Well, and formatically, this is different. It's just summer theater now is just one show, where in the past it used to be more than one, right, Aubrey?
Yes, we did four shows in 8 weeks when I was a student. And that transition has been interesting, I think, on multiple fronts. What we're seeing now is more of a professional experience, as if our students were doing one professional show out in the world. You know, they're doing the 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. work day every day, as if this is their job. And when I was a student, man, I think we lived there.
They
paid us, I think, $500 for the whole summer, and we just lived and breathed theater. And it served me well in my professional life. I've done summer stocks other places, and it especially served me well on my first equity gig in Indiana. I did summer theater at New Harmony with some really fabulous Broadway actors. And the schedule was very similar. You know, I got up and I started work at 9 a.m. and I left and I went home and went to bed at 11 p.m. every single day.
Oh.
And so what this does is it gives kind of a healthier sense of work ethic. Our students are still working very hard, but they're also taking time to debrief, relax, rest. And I think what you're going to see is that the product is going to be that much better because our students are not running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
Well, Dennis, where are the performances specifically, and when does summer theater start here?
The performances are on the campus in the Ronald Frederickson Theater from June 27th to the 30th, 27th, 28th, and 29th at 7:30. And June 30th is a matinee at 2 o'clock.
Good deal. For folks that have not seen Two Gentlemen of Verona, what can they expect to see?
Well, it's interesting. Not a lot of people have seen The Two Gentlemen of Verona. It's probably one of his least produced comedies.
Really?
The Royal Shakespeare Company did a well-received production of it back in 2015, but they had not done the production in over 40 years.
Really?
They sort of had a real sort of different sort of interpretation of it, and they explored the darkness of the play. It's probably one of his, some people think it might have been the first comedy that he ever wrote.
Mm-hmm.
What can they expect? It's a story of youth. Shakespeare is hard to pin down, and one thing that he's writing about, that's what's so brilliant about him, even in this early play. But the themes that it explores are friendship and love. Those are the two primary ones. But I would say, if I had to sum it up, the title is, right, The Two Gentlemen of Verona. And I think Shakespeare plays on that word all the time, what it really means to be a gentleman. Because in this world, we can get ahead. We can check off boxes. We can go to school. We can train. We can be good at talking. We can get ahead. But what is it that really makes someone a gentleman? And I think for Shakespeare, what he's saying is that it matters what you do in the moments of real trial and testing. Are you loyal? Are you honorable? And the protagonist gets tested and fails. And one of the main themes of it, and this is true of all of Shakespeare's work, is sort of the, he explores this, and because he was a man, perhaps he felt this, the inconstancy of men and the ability of women to set them right.
Well said.
There it is. Two Gentlemen of Verona, ESU Summer Theater, June 27th, 28th, and 29th. At Frederickson Theater, Roosevelt Hall, campus of ESU, directed by Dennis Turney. Well, Aubrey, what can we be looking forward to as we get set to a launch into the fall time up at Emporia State?
We have a very exciting season planned for next year. Our homecoming musical, of course, all of these are rights pending. We're still in the process of obtaining those. But we are planning to do She Loves Me, which is a charming musical of a story that a lot of us have heard on different fronts. If you've seen the movie You've Got Mail, it's very similar to people join a Lonely Hearts Club and become pen pals. Unknowingly to them, they work together and they hate each other at work, but they are falling in love via letters. So the story really centers around them and their journey to find happiness. And then later in the year, we are doing Time Stands Still by Donald Margulies. That is directed by Jim Harris. That play is about a journalist who has been at the war in Iraq and who has come home and is trying to decide if she should return or if she should stay in the United States. And then after that, we're doing a wonderful production that is a collaboration with Women for ESU. It is actually written by my good friend Margot Connolly. The play is called Tough. It's about a girls' camp for kind of troubled youth, and their parents have sent them there because they have some sort of issue at home. And the girls find out that if someone dies, that they get to go home. So they plan an uprising. And then finally, Dennis, you want to talk about what you're going to direct
and I'm
in the
directing
spring?
The Mistress of the Inn by Carlo Goldoni. It is an 18th century Italian comedy of intrigue. It's what you might call a romantic comedy. It has to do with a woman who runs this inn, and every man that comes there falls in love with her. And they're everyone's competition to try to win her hand.
Awesome. Well, a great schedule coming up here for Emporia State Theater once we get into the regular fall term, but also Two Gentlemen of Verona, the 2024 Summer Theater Show, the 27th through the 29th at 7:30, matinee on the 30th at 2 o'clock. How can we get tickets?
www.emporia.edu/tickets.
Oh, that's easy enough.
Can I just say one more thing about the show?
Go for it.
Because I didn't say this. It's a comedy. I'm like talking themes and this stuff.
It's a comedy.
It's light. It's breezy. It's really fun. If you've never seen Shakespeare, it's a great one to do. You know, one of the things that say maybe it's not done as much is because it doesn't have necessarily the depth, complexities of his later comedies. But there's some wonderful flashes of brilliance in what characters say. It's light, breezy, fun. It's probably just going to be 2 hours plus the intermission. And if that doesn't get you, you'll be highly entertained. But if that doesn't get you, come see the dog. He's a real dog, and he's on stage in at least 4 scenes.
And he's a good boy.
And he's really great.
Again, Two Gentlemen of Verona. Also, be sure to check out the display for the 70th anniversary for Summer Theater, as well as Emporia State University gets kicking off on the Summer Theater. Aubrey Dennis, thanks so much for joining us here today. And break a leg. We'll be seeing you here in a couple weeks.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
That's the ESU Buzz. Again, our guest today, ESU Director of Theater Aubrey Wilson and ESU Assistant Professor of Theater Dennis Turney, 845 on KVUE and KVUE.com.
And our ESU Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Stingers up, ESU. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS 424-226. Good morning. It's 8:43.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston in Moscow, Wall Street Journal.